Hello and welcome, dear listeners. In the next 5 minutes, we are going to tell you all you need to know about
how to handle stress as a college student.
Stress is a part of everyday life. We can't change that, but we can give you the tools to keep it under control. It is good to keep in mind that stress is very much connected to your own perception of things. Bluntly, not everything that stresses out your friend stresses you. That means that not every tip we give you may help you specifically, so you need to find what fits. Especially college students experience stress in their daily struggle to balance social and academic life. So now that we've established that stress is a very influential factor in our daily college student life, you might ask yourself something like, where's the proof? I want statistics, numbers, figures. And for all those of you who like stats, we have prepared a short treat. The most official sounding report we could find is the 2013 National College Health Assessment done by the American College Health Association. It investigates not only stress, but all kinds of factors that deal in with your health. One question they asked was, what has the highest impact on your academic performance? And the factor most people mentioned was, what a surprise, stress, with 30%, which is nearly a third. Stress is followed by sleep difficulties, anxiety, cold, and depression. Those are all in some way connected to stress. So you see, it is important for college students to learn how to deal with stress successfully.
All right, now after we've had a look at the statistics side of things, let's see which symptoms are indicative of stress. Stress can show itself through a number of different symptoms. Different people will experience different sets of symptoms. Because they are different in their nature, we sort them into four different categories. These are physical symptoms, behavioral symptoms, emotional symptoms, and cognitive symptoms. Now, what symptoms are the most typical for each of these groups? Physical symptoms. Physical symptoms are all about how stress influences your body. Everybody knows this one. Stress will give you headaches. But it can also make your heart race and your breathing shallow. Many people struggle with stomach aches or indigestion. Other common symptoms are tense muscles, especially in the neck and shoulders. Behavioral symptoms. These focus on your behavior, how you act. This includes nervous tics, like teeth grinding, nail biting, or fidgeting. Watch out whether you eat and sleep enough, or too much. Both can indicate stress. Particularly nasty symptoms are increased procrastination and the inability to finish tasks. Those will give you even more stress in the end. Many people will also become more short-tempered or bossy. This will frustrate not only yourself, but also the people around you. Not very helpful. Emotional symptoms. Emotional symptoms are the ones about your feelings. They have a very wide range. On the one side, we have feelings of helplessness and powerlessness, or the feeling of being burned out. You might also feel lonely or depressed, or you might become overwhelmed more easily than usual and cry more often. The other side of the range is experiencing more anger, being irritable and moody. Some people will simply be bored by everything that used to mean something to them. Cognitive symptoms. Basically, these are about how your brain works and how you think. Stress might make it difficult for you to concentrate and think clearly, or you might become more forgetful. Expecting too much from yourself or others and becoming more self-critical are other symptoms that will stress you even more for making you feel that you're not good enough or not trying hard enough. Other signs are being in a state of constant worry, losing your humor, or becoming more pessimistic. And that's it! Those are the most typical symptoms of stress. If you think some of them apply to you, keep listening for our tips and techniques for stress reduction.
After having talked about the causes and symptoms of stress, we want you to know, of course, how to reduce it in order to let you focus more on your studies and lead a more relaxed way of life. First of all, finding a support system is always a great idea. You can just try to express your feelings to someone, for example, your family, friends, or a psychologist. Talking about your problems, if you feel overwhelmed, often makes you feel better because they give you advice. Another good method to reduce stress is changing your attitude. Try to push aside the negative thoughts and talk to yourself positively. Be also realistic. Don't set yourself unrealistic goals that put you under pressure. But set yourself practical goals and find the courage to recognize your limits. Realistic goals are easier to achieve, so they give you a feeling of accomplishment and satisfaction. Get organized and plan your time. You could also make a schedule, if it helps you. Establish your priorities so that you do the most important things first and don't do everything at the same time. This will also help you to reduce stress. Try to overall take good care of yourself. This means eat properly, get regular rest, and keep up a routine. Another important thing is to learn to say no. Saying no doesn't mean you're bad, self-centered, or uncaring. Sometimes it's just necessary so that you don't feel overwhelmed. Try to get regular exercise during your student life. Pick a sport that you like and it will help you to free your mind. Get a hobby that is fun and just do something different instead of always thinking about your studies so that you create a balance between university and your free time. We hope that these were some tips that could be helpful for you. Just try them out and find what works best for you to reduce and keep the stress away from your daily life.
And this concludes our little podcast. We hope it will help y'all and that you found it as interesting as we did. So, until the next time. Bye!